Sid Nun Sid Beis Lo Yamed Odu B'Shusa Ramen Vayashtin O Yoroi B'Shusa Yochid Oy B'Kamalis Oy Ipcho. One person standing one Rishus, he is not allowed to urinate into another Rishus or to spit into another Rishus, because he's basically taking the urine or the saliva from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or the other way around, and the same thing applies from one of those Rishus to a Carmelis. Any Rishus you're not allowed to carry to, you're also not allowed to throw to, and the Melis is included in throwing, urinating, or spitting. This is the right to do such a thing. Even if his body's inside and he stuck his head out and he spit outside, the same thing by urinating, doesn't help. I, the Maisa, we say that the area of his body that spitting is already in the other Rishus. So, as far as urinating, we say that the Akira is not from the last point of the body it's coming out of, it's coming out of the entire body, that we look at it as if it was taking it out from Rishus HaYoch, which the person is standing in, and going through the urination into the other Rishus. And the same thing with the saliva. Look at it, it was taken from inside the body and brought to his mouth and then out the other Rishus. One has to be careful also, even if he urinates in a Rishus HaYoch, if he knows that it's on a slant and it's going to go into Rishus HaRabim, that is a problem. But if it's going into a Kabbalist, then it's permitted, because since he's not directly throwing into the Kabbalist, it's called Koichoi B'Kabbalist, which is permitted. We bring that the Ramah later on, Shinzun Zayin says that they were grazer on camels inside the city. We'll see that later. So, in any event, one should not throw directly or even indirectly, should not either throw or urinate or spit in the fashion that will go into the Rishus HaRabim. Sif Gimel. Rukoi shenidlash mipi remove from the Zokoi. Yeshu Yishoimel shabayilach avam Rishus HaRabim. That's a Yurok. The opinions that hold that if a person has a phlegm, so a lot of saliva in his mouth, and he's planning to spit it out, should not walk that fashion in Rishus HaRabim Dalet Amos, because it's considered that he's holding something in his mouth. And it was generally say the saliva, the natural saliva in the body, is not considered you carrying the saliva, it's part of the body. But over here, that you already gathered together in your mouth and you're really about to spit it out, it's considered already separated from being part of your body, and it's something you're carrying. Therefore, you're not able to carry it from four Amos in Rishus HaRabim or from Rishus HaYod to Rishus HaRabim. Other way also. Shinu Nalev Sifal. Riyamed Olam Bishus Arabim. Chava Yod L'Maschilo. Shutzina Oil Smunach L'Oyach HaGag. V'Tog Shloshi Tvok Nsov L'Gag. V'Gav L'Mam Shemimeno. This is the dam of Bishus Arabim. And there's a water drain on the roof of a house, which is Tan Tvokim Tor. So this person should not take a cup and, or his hand, or whatever, and gather water coming directly out of that water water drain, water pipe that is connected to the house. So talking about this pipe or drain is within 3 tefachim of the rooftop. Why is it also to take? I'm not carrying anything. The water is coming into my hand from this water drain. The kibbutz of the situation of the gag, choshek gag, since it's within 3 tefachim. Of the roof is considered extension of the roof, which gives it a status of a Rishus HaYochid. The Bela is taking something that is coming to him from the Rishus HaYochid, and he's accepting it in his kli in the Rishus HaRabim. Both the Benim Lamalame Asar, Benim Lamatam Asar, doesn't make a difference if he's above or below 10 tefachim from the ground. It's also, so this is a chiddush. Once again, that even though I'm not taking it out, I'm just accepting that which is coming out, but since I'm accepting, collecting water that's coming from Rishus HaYochid, Amsterdam Rishus HaRabim, that is also on Shabbos. Avo, Luta Likloit Min Avir, Afim Yon Tosh Loshim Maschila, if he's not collecting the water in a kli that is next to the opening of the drain, if you're not taking directly from the drain, in other words, it pours out from the drain and then you catch it in the ear below it, the point of receiving it is either if he's receiving it below 10 tefachim, he's receiving it, water in Rishus HaRabim, he's in Rishus HaRabim, so he's receiving the water in the same place. And if it's above 10 tefachim, then everything is in a Mokum Ptur, because more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabim, is not a Meshuzah rabbit. So it seems to be that if you go right by the pipe, we're concerned, or it looks like you're taking it off the Meshuzah Yoch. If you take it off, it's not a problem, but if you disconnect it from it, you're not taking it off the Meshuzah Yoch, you're taking it after it's already in flight, out of the Meshuzah Yoch. The area out of the Meshuzah Yoch is the area that you're out of. If this pipe is detached from the roof more than 3 tefachim, so it's not like a continuation of the roof, then it's not considered part of the roof, and you could collect out of the water that's coming out from it directly from it. Going chain by as long as the pipe itself is less than 4x4 and it's above 10 tefachim, then it's a mokum tum. So you're allowed to take water from there, even though you're standing with your surrounding. If it has 4x4, if it has Ava, then it's a carmel. Now, so even if they don't have Ava, it's more than 10 tefachim, it's also Asar. I was saying that it's not attached to the roof, with the Gzeira, that maybe it will be 4x4, and then you'll have a Rishus Yochid. These are very complicated halachas. But the bottom line is, and we're saying to collect water directly from a drainage pipe on the roof. You should not do if you stand just around them, but if you wait till it drips out of the pipe and then they collect it from that point of time, then it's all right. And another heter is that even if you get it directly from the pipe, if the pipe is 3 tefachim away from the roof and the pipe is less than 4x4, and there's also present 10 tefachim on the ground, then you could collect water directly from the pipe.